The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Travelers of Difficult Paths And inshallah once again we'll be covering the sacrifices carried out by our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala and endeavor to learn from their sacrifices. How can we implement what they did in their lives into our own lives to make it better? But before that, inshallah, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Sallu alayya sallallahu alaykum. Send salat upon me, send salutations upon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send mercy upon you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, in today's episode, the personality that we will be hearing about, whose life we'll be discussing very briefly, as time does not permit to cover all of his sacrifices, all of his fadail excellences, is that personality who, when we consider and when we speak about sacrifices carried out for the religion of Islam, then his name has to be mentioned. His blessed name will always be mentioned because he was one of the foremost individuals to make sacrifices for the religion of Islam. Who am I referring to? I'm referring to none other than Muadhinur Rasul, the blessed individual who had the honor of calling out the azan in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm referring to that blessed individual who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated and spoke about in excellent words. Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala an was one of the leading people in terms of giving sacrifices in the early period of Islam. And we know that he was a slave initially. And because of his commitment to Islam, because of his dedication towards Islam, he was tortured. He was persecuted. He was harmed numerously, frequently. But the key question here is, did that deter him? Did that make him waver in his faith? Did that lead to him taking a backward step? Or was it the case that every single time he met a calamity, every single time he was harmed, every single time he was persecuted for the sake of Islam, he always rose to the occasion? He always accepted his fate, meaning that this is written, that difficulties will come to me in this path of Islam. And when you study his life, you'll find that he did the latter. Meaning he always, subhanallah, showed his iman, his strength of iman in how he reacted. That he's being punished, but he's not letting go of tawheed. He's being punished, but he's still proclaiming the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not an easy feat at all. People with strong iman can only do such a thing. So let us hear briefly about the life of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Urwa narrates from his father that one day Waraqa bin Nawfal passed by Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an, and when he passed by him, what was the state, what was the scenario, the situation? He says that time, because of him accepting Islam, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an was being punished and tortured. And even at that time, critical of times, most difficult situation, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an could be heard saying, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. Meaning Allah is one, Allah is one, Allah is one. Imagine that. Subhanallah. Now, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was the slave of Umayyah bin Khalaf. Umayyah bin Khalaf, a hard-hearted person, a cruel person, oppressive. He committed so much oppression against Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. He would say, mention Lat, mention Manat, the gods, the so-called gods of the polytheists, ma'azallah. He wanted him to utter these words in favor of Lat and Manat. And he would say to him, which deen will you follow? He's punishing him. He's trying to make him revert. He's trying to make him leave, denounce Islam, ma'azallah. He's saying to him, call out to Uzza, another one of their false gods. Now, when he would say this, remember, this was at the time where there were still 360 idols in Kaaba al-Musharrafa, and people at that time had ill beliefs, corrupt beliefs. They were polytheists. But in light of this, in the face of this, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was a mountain of steadfastness, subhanallah. And he continued mentioning Allah. Allah is one, Allah is one. He was so strict in his belief in monotheism, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who is witnessing this scene? Waraqa bin Nawfal. Waraqa bin Nawfal, he goes closer and he says, O Bilal, by the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue saying the name of Allah. Continue saying it. And Waraqa bin Nawfal then turned to Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was committing the oppression against Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. And he said to him, that, O Umayyah, if you were to martyr him, if he loses his life because of what you're doing to him, I will make him a source of blessing. And the word used was Hanan. And the author of Lisanul Arab, Arabic dictionary, famous Arabic lexicon, he says that this word was used when the Arabs will want to express that they will make that person a source of blessings, in the sense that people will go to their graves afterwards and take barakah from their graves, tabarruk. They would make his grave renowned. They would let people know that this was a famous personality, a righteous personality. And this is what Waraqa bin Nawfal said. If you were to kill him, martyr him, I will ensure that he becomes famous. I will make sure that people visit his grave and take blessings. Now think about it, if this person, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, if he is not a source of blessings for people, then who is? In the light of oppression, in the face of oppression, he's still saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not taking a backward step. He's not wavering in his faith. But subhanAllah, he is showing that you can take my life, you can end my life, but I will not let go of the teachings of Islam. I will not let go of my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sole Lord, the only God. And it is such people who, when they make sacrifices, and when they show that istiqamah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, those who say that our Lord is Allah, and then they are steadfast in this, it is they who are blessed by the angels. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels appear to them, the angels descend upon them. So Sayyidina Bilal was amongst such pious personalities. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed by Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And again, the scene was the same as mentioned before. Sayyidina Bilal was being punished. When Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, he saw this, he saw that Umayyah bin Khalaf was committing oppression. He went to him and he said, O Umayyah, why are you harming such a person? He cannot harm you, he is weak. Don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're merciless, you're ruthless, you have no rahm, what's going on? And when will you continue committing this oppression against him? And he said, I don't want to harm him, but you people have corrupted him. This is what Umayyah bin Khalaf said. That you people, meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the rest of the Muslims, ma'adallah, you have corrupted him. This is why I need to do what I am doing. You have made him accept a new religion. It's as if he was saying that as long as he was with me and he accepted the 360 gods, he was fine. But ever since you made him embrace Islam, enter the folds of Islam, this is a problem. You've corrupted him. And now I'm doing what I'm doing because of that, based on that. And look at the oppression, the height of oppression. Ubayyah bin Khalaf is calling that person who has accepted Islam and the Lord of all creation as his God, he's calling him wrong and saying he's corrupt. This is the height of oppression, when right is being considered as wrong and wrong is being considered as right. And then he said, if you can save him, then save him. I will continue to commit oppression against him. I will continue to hurt him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, if you say so, then I am ready to save Sayyidina Bilal from this harm. I have another Habshi Ghulam, and he is more stronger than Bilal. And if you want to carry out this exchange, then we will carry it out. Meaning I will give you him, and in return, in place, you give me Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. And the slave I have, he's on your deen. He's not a Muslim. And Bilal, as you know, is on our deen, deen of Islam. So, makes sense. That's when Umayyah bin Khalaf said, that's fine. I agree. I will give him to you. You hand over the slave that you have, who is more stronger. And in this manner, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu carried out the transaction and purchased Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu. And then it's famously known that he set him free. Now Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ishaq, a writer of Seerah, he says that Sayyidina Bilal, he was true in his faith, true in his commitment to Islam. He was from the tribe known as Banu Jamh. And as for his tribulations that he faced, Allahu Akbar. It's mentioned when it was extremely hot. We know about the scorching heat of Arabia. Umayyah bin Khalaf would make Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu lie down on the ground, bare surface. And on his chest he would place boulders, rocks. And then he would say to him, oh Bilal, either you leave the deen that you've entered, meaning you leave Islam, or I will continue to torture you like this. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was true in his faith, true in his loyalty to Islam, to Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know he never renounced his faith. We know that he never walked away from Islam. These tribulations only increased him in faith. And anyone who's been to the blessed lands of Haramain Sharifain, Makkah al-Mukarramah, knows that if for a few moments, for 1 minute, let's just say for 1 minute, a person was asked to walk barefoot on the hot surface, he wouldn't be able to. And if he did, then we'll ask him to walk 5 minutes. He wouldn't be able to. But Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, his back is on the surface, the hot surface. A boulder's on top of his chest, and he's being told to leave Islam. Does he leave? Imagine in that situation, a person senses. Imagine the pain he's going through. But still Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala has the strength of faith to say, no. Ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad. Allah is one, Allah is one. This is why he's such a remarkable person. When we think about sacrifices, he's right up there with the rest of the pious personalities who made big, big sacrifices for Islam. And this is why 1400 plus years later, we speak about him in a good manner, in a positive way, in a way that inspires others, in a way that encourages others. Those who are going through difficulties in life, and remember we're all going through difficulties. Our difficulties differ. One person's difficulties are different from another person's difficulties. Someone is suffering in their wealth, financial constraints. Somebody is suffering in their health. Somebody is suffering in familial relationships. Someone suffering in a different way. But when we read about Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, when we read about such sacrifices, then that helps us to categorize our difficulties. And it makes us realize that, wait a minute, our difficulties are related to dunya mostly. Mostly, they're related to dunya. But this was a direct attack upon the iman of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. And he's physically being harmed in this regard as well. But did he pass the test? Alhamdulillah, of course he did. This is why we praise him today. This is why we take encouragement and inspiration from his life. Where did he go from? Where did he reach? Inshallah, we'll hear about the fadail of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala as well. And the fadail are reserved and exclusive for those people who pass the test, who go through that difficulty, go through that tribulation, come out on the other side, alhamdulillah, the iman is unscathed. The iman is intact. So we learn that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh purchased Sayyidina Bilal. And one of the names or the titles of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is Atiq. Not only is he free from hellfire himself, he is the one who frees others. And he freed many slaves during his lifetime as well. Let's hear about some virtues of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anh says, there are seven personalities who were the first to propagate Islam, to make it widespread. First it was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, in the way of Islam, nobody was troubled the way I was troubled. And the Prophet alayhi salam said this. After him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Ammar bin Yasir. Then the mother of Ammar bin Yasir, Sayyidatuna Sumayya. Then Sayyiduna Suhail, Sayyiduna Bilal, Sayyiduna Miqdad radiallahu anhum ajma'in. These are those seven blessed personalities right at the beginning. They were the initial people to spread Islam, to propagate Islam. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu says regarding Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he narrates the prophetic saying, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the first to migrate towards Habsha, Abyssinia, from them is Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. He was the first. Listen to what the Prophet alayhi salam said regarding his own struggles. And he also mentioned Sayyiduna Bilal during this particular conversation with his Sahaba. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the amount that I was scared, trouble in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody was frightened in this manner. Meaning they tried to scare the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent, the Prophet alayhi salam says that sometimes a whole month would pass and we would only have enough food, provisions that could fit under the armpit of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Meaning this was a way of saying very less food. And many months would pass in this state. Now the Prophet alayhi salam went through this struggle and so did his loyal, devoted followers as well. The likes of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. Once the Prophet alayhi salam said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, that, O Bilal, instead of wealth and affluence, leave this world in a state that you have nothing. Meaning when you leave the world, it shouldn't be the case that you have accumulated and amassed a large amount of wealth. Instead, you should leave with nothing. Sayyidina Bilal said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is this possible? How can I live in this state? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said, according to the need, spend, and the rest of it give in sadaqah, give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever somebody comes, a beggar, then do not deprive him, give to him. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said, how is this possible for me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet alayhi salam said, and this was admonition. He said, follow this or choose hellfire. Choose this way or the way of hellfire. O Bilal, if you engage yourself and busy yourself in seeking wealth, then you will have to give account. We know this. We will have to give account for everything. And giving account for all of that wealth will be very difficult. And therefore, you should adopt poverty. You should adopt a life where you have less, and especially when you're leaving the world as well. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was some advice that the Prophet ﷺ gave to Sayyidina Bilal. Going back to the fadail, subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ once said, O Bilal, tell me, what do you do in particular? What amal do you carry out? I heard your voice, the voice of your footsteps before me in paradise. The angels informed me that that voice was the voice of your footsteps. So what do you do? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said, the only thing I can think of, I always perform wudu, and then perform tahiyyatul wudu, meaning two rak'at nafal after that wudu. This is what I do. SubhanAllah, look at the fadila of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is that blessed individual who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam declared as the leader of the Mu'adhinin. Sayyidul Mu'adhinin. سبحان الله. And it's narrated in Tajalli al-Yaqeen, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahman narrates this, that the Sahaba were present in the great company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam's she-camel was being spoken about, she-camel of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, who will come towards the grave of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam near Judgment Day. And someone asked in the gathering, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you be mounted on your camel? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, my camel will be given to my blessed daughter Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, and she will appear and she will come in that situation. And then it was said, how will you come, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet alayhi sallam said, تُبْعَثُ نَاقَةٌ مِّن نُوَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, a camel will be bought from paradise for me. And in front of my camel, there will be another camel. And upon that camel will be Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, Sayyidina Bilal will carry out the azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imagine that scene. In the dunya, the Muslims would take delight in listening to the azan of Sayyidina Bilal. The Prophet ﷺ said, on the Day of Judgment, Sayyidina Bilal will also carry out the azan. And finally, when it was the time of Sayyidina Bilal's departure from the world, when he was about to pass away, understandably his wife was grief-stricken and she said, whoa, it's a very sad time. And he said to his wife, don't say that. Instead say, wah faraha. Instead say, what a great rejoice, what great happiness. And he mentioned why. He said, because right now I'm about to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm about to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a time, a moment of happiness, not of grief. This is what Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and said. So this was a brief account of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi and his sacrifices. May Allah raise his ranks and for his sake grant us tawfiq to make sacrifices for the deen as well. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.